This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. This is an encore presentation of Well Well Well's Out in the Open Festival event preview on Joy 94.9, thanks to Joy's sponsor, the Victorian AIDS Council.
Well, well, well.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council on Joy 94.9.
Joy, joy.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9, presented to you every week by the Victorian AIDS Council, of course affectionately known as VAC to many. We'll be talking about the health and well-being in our gender and sex and sexually diverse community. I'm Daniel and I'm joined this week by my co-host Alex. Welcome to the show again, Alex.
Lovely to be here, Daniel.
Now, Alex, you strike me as a bit of a gambler.
Is that the case? It must be my poker face. Look, to be honest with you, I don't gamble on the horses. But look, once a year, I will put a few dollars on. And really, my only decision-making is I pick a name, the name that that appeals to me. That's it.
So not colours? But
no, not colours, names. Just the name.
Okay, and I suppose they're fun as well.
What about you?
I'm not a gambling man, but I can. I think I've outed myself as a Queenslander before on this show, but I can let you know that we used to in primary school, because of course it wasn't a public holiday, so we were all in school in Queensland, and in primary school I remember them wheeling out the trolley with the TV on, the race that stops a nation, and we would have done, I think the day before, we end up making hats or something like that, the boys as well, and we'd all parade our hats and then we'd watch the Melbourne Cup. And I think we even, you know, bet with tokens or something like that in school. So,
and you still remember? My goodness!
Yes, Brandon. So I don't gamble. No.
It's had an impact on you.
We'll be speaking with Damien about the upcoming festival Out in the Open, and we'll be speaking with our very own Harry, who's the program coordinator of VAC Country, and he'll be talking about what's going on in the Bendigo area.
So, Daniel, if people want to get involved in the conversation or ask one of the guests a question, how can they?
I'm glad you asked, Alex. There's lots of different ways. A plethora, if you're listening, text, that was for you. A plethora of ways to get in touch. You can, of course, send us an email at onair@joy.org.au, or you can send an SMS, that's nice and easy, on 0427JOY949, both of which will get us right here in the studio, and hopefully we can read some of those out. You're on Well, 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 and this is Joy 94.9.
This is an encore presentation of Well Well Well's Out in the Open Festival event preview on Joy 94.9, thanks to Joy's sponsor, the Victorian AIDS Council.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9. We're joined on the phone by Damien Stevens, who is Festival Director of the regional festival Out in the Open. Now, if you've been living under a rock and have no idea what I'm talking about, or if you've heard of it but can't remember exactly, is it Geelong, Daylesford, somewhere else perhaps, then stay tuned because we're about to find out all the important details. So welcome to Well Well Well, Damien.
Thank you.
Now, before we launch into all of the details I mentioned we're going to cover in regards to Out in the Open, we always like to get a bit of a background story as well. So maybe just tell us a bit about yourself.
I can do that. I'm 36. I live in Greater Shepparton. I've been here for about 12 years, originally from Melbourne, and have been working in the community sector in LGBTI health and wellbeing for 10 years.
And how did you first come to be involved with Out in the Open?
So Out in the Open, we're in our fifth year now. So it's a festival celebrating community diversity. And in my day job, in that role of working for LGBTI youth, our community approached me and said, we really need a festival to celebrate pride and diversity here in Shepparton. And so it was born.
And so that was 5 years ago, you mentioned.
Yes, it was.
And so you were involved from the start then?
I was, yes. One of the founding members, I guess you'd say, of Out in the Open Festival.
Yep. And and as festival director, I suppose, what exactly do you do? Because it sounds like a big title, and I guess there's lots of work involved.
Yes, yes. So this year we have 13 events over 3.5 days.
I'd call that a big event.
Yeah, yeah. And as festival director, I'd like to think of myself as the big picture person. So I coordinate the people, the partnerships, the resources and funding required to run a 3.5-day festival in a regional town in Shepparton, and a huge committee of volunteers to make it possible to get the work done.
So what regional areas are we really talking about here in terms of the people who would perhaps come to the event?
Yeah, sure. So Shepparton, for those who don't know, is 2 hours north of Melbourne, straight head up north up the Hume, northeast Victoria. And the festival does attract people, visitors and, you know, to town and locals alike. Shepparton to the left has Echuca, about an hour away. Down to the right we have Benalla, 45 minutes away. Seymour is an hour south towards Melbourne. So we have people from, you know, we've collected over the last 5 years data of who's visiting, and, you know, postcodes from right across the state and even some international guests. So it's I wouldn't say we're an international festival yet, but we certainly have people visiting, so that's a good thing.
That's fantastic.
I'll go on, say international. I think that sounds good.
Why not? I mean, if for someone who hasn't actually heard about Out in the Open, how would you explain what it actually is, Damien?
All right. So, and you mentioned Daylesford before, like Daylesford has Chill Out, like Melbourne has Midsummer, like Beechworth and Yakandanda have Spring Migration, and I guess like Sydney has Mardi Gras, many cities and now regional centres. I think in a couple of weeks there's a festival in Albury-Wodonga and one coming up in Geelong too. Big cities and regional centres alike are now really identifying the need for LGBTI people living in rural and regional areas to be able to celebrate their pride and diversity. And to do that authentically means being able to have events and able to have festivals that not only provide a platform for locals to do that, but at the end of the day are encouraging, I think, many young people or people who live in rural and regional areas and think they have to move to the city to live or to the city to get a good job or to be included, to actually feel safe about doing that in their own local communities in rural and regional areas. And I think that's a great strength that these festivals provide.
I think you touch on a really good and interesting point there. One of the things I noticed last year was my first time at the festival, and I was up there. We're going to talk a little bit later on about Pronto's involvement when we went up to do some rapid testing. But I kind of was struck by how many young people were there, and even the diversity within the crowd as well, but particularly just so many young people in a regional setting. So I think in that sense, you know, you've kind of ticked that. It definitely worked. A lot of people were there.
And I think that's because of our approach. We've always said we're a festival celebrating community diversity. That's been our catchphrase. We haven't really, you know, been all about gay pride or, you know, using LGBTI necessarily as part of our marketing, with an attempt to really engage with the broader audience, to bring our heterosexual and, I guess, allied community with us along the way, rather than being a standout rainbow pride festival from the beginning. And I think that's been significant to its success.
Absolutely. It feels like we've just scratched the surface, but we're going to keep on talking about Out in the Open. But you're on Well, 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 Joy 94.9.
This is an encore presentation of Well, Well, Well's Out in the Open Festival event preview on Joy 94.9. Thanks to Joy's sponsor, the Victorian AIDS Council.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we have Damien on the line, Festival Director of Out in the Open.
Now, Damien, we're just talking about the festival more generally, but it's a really great name and a catchy name, Out in the Open. How did that come about?
Community consultation, of course. We had lots of... it's the only way to do things.
Yeah,
we asked all of the young people, and I think you mentioned earlier, there was many young people around the festival, you know, in previous years when you visited, and young people, older people, our allies all thought that getting out in the open is what we're all about, and the name just stuck.
And it also, I suppose, creates that ownership as well over it, and belonging to it, and having ownership over the festival as well, I guess.
It does, and that's very important with any big project or something you're doing in the community.
Great.
Now, Damien, it was you mentioned a word before, and that was safety for individuals in the community with respect to city versus country. Could you just talk more a little bit about that? Because that really is quite a powerful word, safety.
So we have our big event, which we'll chat about soon, the Carnival Day in the Queen's Gardens. And of course, for that event, at this stage, as we're still fairly young, 5 years into the festival, you'll know or notice that it's a drug and alcohol free event and no glass policy. Moving forward, we do hope to grow and you know, incorporate a licensed area and whatnot. So safety-wise, we've always had our local Victorian police here in Shepparton and the GLOW unit, Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers from Melbourne, come up for the day. So safety within the Carnival Day environment has always been important. As far as living in Greater Shepparton, though, there isn't a lot on record of, you know, homophobia, biphobia or transphobia-motivated violence. In saying that, though, it's still a regional rural town, and when it comes to city attitudes versus country attitudes, often you'll find that we're still a bit behind, certainly seeing partners walk down the street hand in hand and not getting any abuse. So there's still a long way to go in rural and regional communities in that space.
Certainly. I mean, and it's an event like this that we all hope that the safety for our community improves. And this is a wonderful mechanism for that to occur, hopefully.
Most certainly. And in the 5 years we've been running the festival, we've never had any that I'm aware of, certainly before, during or after the festival, homo, bi or transphobia that has affected us in any way. And that's, I guess, a testament to really the community spirit that comes from a regional area and something we're pretty proud of.
Oh, well, it's wonderful, true reflection. But perhaps could you comment, Damien, have you seen over that five-year period a change in the community, a change in attitudes, behaviours? Has anything kind of struck you?
Absolutely. So we're looking back to when we started 2012. We started with two events. One was a forum, a health and wellbeing forum, with a particular focus on youth and wellbeing and safety and vulnerable young people. And the second event was the Carnival Day. So two events only, over and with very limited funds, run by the community organisation itself, where I work. 5 years later, our workplace has handed that community back over to the festival or to the local LGBTI group as part of our community development initiatives. The community group now own and run the festival, but have the partnerships and support from many organisations right across our community, funding and resources from council, you know, local businesses. Physical displays now with Pride stickers and Pride window, Pride rainbow flags in the windows of shops. So there's a growing interest and support and celebration really across Greater Shepparton for this festival and everything that it brings to town, not just people but tourism dollars. You know, that's another benefit to our region.
And I know we said we're going to talk about now about the Carnival Day itself, but you know, that idea of being out in the open, when I went there I was struck by it is absolutely out in the open. I think with Queen's Park you mentioned, where it's held, that's really right just off the main street, isn't it? I mean, I'm not an expert on Shepparton geography, but I remember being struck on how really in the middle of the city it is. It, you know, surrounded, and the park there is adjoining. Is it some council buildings or?
Yes.
Yeah. And so physically just placed really out in the open as well and on display,
it is.
I think.
And we actually really love that. I mean, council's been supportive, like I said, over the last 5 years and encouraged us to move to a bigger space, the showgrounds. And that's lovely and all good and well, but the showgrounds is fenced in and it's a big patch of grass with no shade and no trees. The Queen's Gardens is beautiful, beds of roses and lovely flowers, a great stage and infrastructure. So we're wanting to get bigger and grow, but we also don't want to outgrow our beautiful home.
Yeah, and it was beautiful as well. Maybe tell us more a little bit about Carnival Day then and what actually happens on that day, and then a bit later on we'll talk about the rest of the festival as well.
Sure. So Carnival Day this year, Saturday the 5th of November, we have over 60 different market stalls with everything from Victorian AIDS Council and the Pronto Van, right through to candles, you know, clothing, other local organisations around health and wellbeing, food, everything from baked potatoes to crepes and coffee, entertainment on the stage. We're very proud this year to have the Shout Youth Chorus, the Lesbian and Gay Bi-Trans Youth Chorus from Melbourne coming up, some local entertainers as well as some statewide entertainers. There'll be a family-friendly element absolutely to our event. There'll be a jumping castle, there'll be a petting zoo, a big day hosted by our local drag queen, Rhubarb Rouge.
Perfect.
Something for everyone.
Yep. And so Carnival Day obviously is a really big one. We're going to keep talking about all the other events that are going on as part of the festival as well. You're on Joy 94.9 and this is Well, Well, Well.
This is an encore presentation of Well Well Wells Out in the Open Festival event preview on Joy 94.9. Thanks to Joy's sponsor, the Victorian AIDS Council.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9. So we're talking to Damien Stevens about everything regional, everything Shepparton, and everything out in the open.
So Damien, you've talked a lot about Carnival Day, but this is a 3.5-day event or festival, and there's lots of different activities. Would you care to share what some of those things are?
Friday itself is significant because, obviously, the health and well-being of our LGBTIQA+, however many letters we have these days, is significant. We have a trans and gender diverse youth inclusive practice training in the morning that's designed to really increase the capacity of our whole region to better support trans and gender diverse youth, before an afternoon forum which has a particular focus on our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and culturally and linguistically diverse LGBTI community. So a real focus on diversity within diversity, something we haven't done before, so that's a pretty exciting addition.
And I think Pronto's involvement, just to talk about something else happening as well, so with Pronto there again this year, how did that come about? Was that, and I feel like I should know as someone who works at the service, but did that come as an invitation, or were we approaching you around that? Or
yeah, so like I'm 36 myself now, as I said, I've been to LGBTI festivals and carnivals now for many years, and I see, you know, all of the service providers statewide but also local who go to these events regularly. So each time I've been to Chill Out or Midsummer over the last few years, I've made relationships with statewide and local services and extended those invitations to VAC, to, you know, Living Positive Victoria, to other organisations who are out there doing good work in our community. And the Pronto Van was a new addition last year, and I believe it was booked out. So we're glad to welcome it back again this year.
It absolutely was. I was up there doing testing, and we had volunteers and peer test facilitators there. And we're always, you know, when we go out, we've done a few regional visits with the van, which is kindly donated by the Burnett Institute. And we're always, you know, just conscious of how it might be received. And even if we're not testing, we can still certainly put the messages out around rapid testing especially. But a really great reception, really engaging crowd. And as we mentioned before, with the youth folks, because it was really good people testing for potentially the first time as well. So it was really great to be there, and I'm glad we're back this year as well.
Good. We're glad to have you back.
Nice. And so what else is going on over the weekend, I suppose, then?
After those forums, we have Rowena Allen, Victoria's Gender and Sexuality Commissioner, at dinner. So have dinner with the commish, if you like, on Friday night.
She's everywhere at the moment, isn't she?
She gets around.
Yeah.
Followed by a cabaret show, Kay Sarah. You'd all know Kay Sarah, well-known drag queen. Yeah. Kay Sarah's Bazaar cabaret show Friday night. And the weekend just goes on from there. On the Saturday after Carnival Day, we've got pop-up club for, you know, dinner and drinks before our huge glamour party with as many drag queens as you can possibly cram into one venue.
Nice.
Before a really relaxing start to Sunday, we have meditation as a new addition to this year's program in the, back in the Queen's Gardens on the Sunday before a huge community brunch at the Lemon Tree. And another new addition this year is our Sunday afternoon delight, is what I call it. The low res all male choir from Melbourne joining with our local choir, 36 Degrees South, to put on a wonderful recital in the Wesley Church here in Shepparton. That'll be wonderful.
I'm conscious as I'm hearing you talking, it actually seems like it has a really nice flow to it as well. So that idea of kind of like more of a chill out on the Sunday, that you can go from the Carnival Day to something else as well and maybe pick and choose which one you're going to. It seems like that's been really factored in the planning.
Absolutely. We've tried not to have too many events on top of one another. We've really tried to allow people to have a great weekend, to get along to the ones they want, but still have some downtime if they want it. And the last event on Sunday is a film. You know, so if you've had an exhausting 12-event-filled weekend already, you can then sit down at Village Cinemas and watch The Queen of Ireland. I find it hard to say Ireland without putting the accent on it. Another beautiful film around marriage equality. So it's full great weekend.
It is a great film. We actually had that for our members at VAC and also volunteers, a bit of a thank you. And we had a screening of that, and it was really well received, a really great film.
Now, Damien, I noticed that you also have a lot of volunteers. So what will they be doing on the day?
So the majority of our volunteers on Carnival Day will be doing normal Carnival Day duties, I guess, which is handing out gig guides, you know, postcards with all of the events. No doubt collecting gold coin donations. We are a free event. You'll note, some carnival days or LGBTI events often do charge a price. And in years ahead, if we do get a liquor license, we may have to do that. But, we're entirely volunteer run and, supported and resourced by our local community. So gold coin donations help. There'll be people, carrying around sunscreen. There will be people helping you out if you get lost. Lots of jobs for volunteers, not just on the day, but on our committee too. Yes, we need more volunteers for Carnival Day and the weekend. There's 13 events that we need people helping out at the door, collecting money, that kind of thing. But as we move into, our festival and putting it together for the next 5 years, there's significant positions that we need to maintain and, keep the festival going. You would have seen on our website, we've been advertising for, promotions, coordinator, those kinds of significant important roles that we need to fill.
And look, I'm sure the listeners out there may be hearing that and can get in touch, and we'll mention in a quick second how maybe they can do that as well. But I suppose in wrapping up and talking about it, as a festival director, I know it's very hard to do this, but is it possible you can pick a favourite or maybe let the punters know what's something that they shouldn't miss over the festival period?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It really is a weekend long of amazing experiences, and that's actually why we've introduced a festival pass this year. So when you visit the website, you'll notice very quickly on the events tab that we have a $50 festival pass, and that gives you access to Kay Sarah's cabaret show, the glamour party on Saturday night, and the big brunch on Sunday morning, because those three events, we find, the drag shows and the big brekkies, really attract the biggest audiences. So no one likes getting on and having to click on 20 different tickets and buying them all separately. So the festival pass, I think, captures our biggest, bestest three events. So check them out.
Sounds like the good option. So thanks for your time, Damien, and good luck with the festival. I know we'll be up there as well, and lots of the listeners too. So just a reminder to everyone, Out in the Open is to the 6th of November. Get along to it, and don't forget to go up to the Pronto guys and say hello. If people are wanting to find out more information, Damien, where should they head?
They should head to outintheopen.org.au or any of the social media channels, you'll find us on there.
Great, thanks for your time. So this is Well 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 on Joy 94.9, and we'll be joined shortly by Harry from Backcountry.
This is an encore presentation of Well Well Well's Out in the Open Festival event preview on Joy 94.9, thanks to Joy's sponsor, the Victorian AIDS Council.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9. Now we've got Harry joining us on the phone from Bendigo. Harry is the program manager of VAC Country, which is based in Bendigo. We've been talking about Out in the Open. Now, I know you're no stranger to radio, but can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your position at VAC, and perhaps more specifically about VAC Country?
Yes, no worries. Well, thanks for having me on the show, Alex and Daniel. So VAC Country has been around for around 7 or 8 months. It came about after the Country Awareness Network were defunded, and we are the new service providers for HIV prevention and bloodborne virus in the Loddon Mallee region, alongside Bendigo Community Health Services. So at VAC Country, we provide education, support and resources for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. We also provide a range of information and support for HIV, hepatitis C and sexual health for everyone and anyone who lives across the Loddon Mallee. So we're operating out of a site in Bendigo, our community hub space, and we're open every Wednesday for our drop-in, and people can come in and have a cup of tea and have a bit of a chat about any services or information around services that they want to access in the region.
Fantastic.
No. You've already mentioned, I'm just going to catch on when you say Loddon Valley, because I know I've said this incorrectly. I've also spelt it incorrectly. But for anyone who doesn't know what that kind of geography in that region is, what towns does that take in, Harry?
Oh, look, it covers a range of towns. So we actually go right up to Mildura, cross over to Swan Hill. We go right down to Echuca, and then we come right down through Bendigo, right down into the Macedon Ranges, so around Cairn to Cankton and Wood End. So it's quite a big geographical location, but as I said, our hub is based on Meyer Street, 34 Meyer Street in Bendigo, but it is a big geographical reach, and I'm going to be actually visiting some of those towns later next week. I'm going to be on a road trip to Mildura, Shepparton, and Swan Hill. So that's really exciting.
Because we were just talking when Damien was mentioning that the commish, as she's affectionately known as well, Rowena Allen, is going to be there at the festival out in the open. So this is actually her doing a roadshow, is that right? How does that link in?
Yeah, so I'm going to be on the bus with Rowena and a whole posse of other service providers that work across the state. So there's going to be a range of us who are going to be going out and engaging in local communities, not just with our community members, but also with service providers and local government. And really what we're doing, this is a pilot for something that Rowena has organised later on in the year. And it's really going to look at how we can engage and look at how we provide services in these different areas.
Okay, so it seems like there's lots happening in the area then.
Yeah, definitely. There's lots of things happening, yeah.
Now, I know that we've been talking out in the open, but if we talk about that kind of catchment area, if you like, the affiliation for VAC Country is more so aligned with the festival that happens, Chill Out. Is that right?
Yeah, look, I think we're going to have a presence that out in the open. We're going to be doing rapid HIV testing there, and I'm going to be there promoting the work of VAC Country. But at Chill Out this year, we hope to, again, have our pop-up Pronto, which is our rapid HIV testing service. And mm-hmm. We're also, I think there's an exciting event this year. We're looking at having a pool party, and it's going to take place in the Dalesford Pool, and that's going to be run by VAC Country. And there's lots of other exciting events happening around as well. So this year it's going to be the Emerald themed year. It's is it 20 or 30 years of Chill Out?
Okay, I didn't know this. This is good. Yeah,
yeah, it's quite a big year for Chill Out, and it's going to be the biggest one yet, I feel.
So I know that there was a fairly big volunteer involvement as well that happened with Chill Out last year, and I'm guessing that's going to continue again this year. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. We rely heavily on the support of volunteers to run VAC Country, and we'll have VAC Country volunteers out, you know, spreading our messages, spreading our campaign, talking about the work that we do, you know, doing condom outreach and just really creating a good presence of what VAC Country is and what type of things that we do.
Now, I know just as far as there's always new projects coming on board, especially with a new service, and I know we've talked offline about these, but are you able to maybe talk to those and what's coming up and whether there's any volunteer involvement with those as well?
Yeah, look, we got some money recently, earlier this year, to run a new peer-based service on online hookup applications. So we're going to be recruiting gay men, gay, bisexual, or trans men, to talk to other men online about HIV, about sexual health, about drug use. So that project is going to be starting up hopefully in early January. We're going to have some training booked in to support volunteers in early December. So that project is really exciting because it really values the peer experience and the peer model around health promotion. So it's really exciting that we're going to have that in the region. We also have a range of activities planned for World AIDS Day. We have banners that are going up on View Street in Bendigo. We have our coffee cups that are going to be going out. So coffee cups with the branded AIDS ribbon. They're going to be going out to local cafes for the whole week. We're also going to have an event with the Aboriginal organisation here, Bendigo District Aboriginal Co-op, the BIDAC. We're going to have a barbecue. We're also going to have an exhibition of the World AIDS Day quilts at the library and a bit of a conversation and hopefully a positive speaker speaking at that event as well. In the evening, we hope to look at the work of a young artist from Geelong who created a video about HIV stigma. So that's something that we're just working on the plan in this week and seeing how that's going to work. So we're hopefully going to have a bit of a screening, and that's going to be in partnership with Headspace Bendigo to look at, you know, how HIV stigma is still very real and some of the ways that we can combat that and tackle it in our everyday life.
Great. So there's a lot going happening on VAC Country wise. You're on Well. Right. This is our regional special, I think, if we can call it that. You're on Joy 94.9.
This is an encore presentation of Well's Out in the Open Festival event preview on Joy 94.9. Thanks to Joy's sponsor, the Victorian AIDS Council.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And we've got Harry still on the line from Bendigo, from that country. Now, Harry, you've talked about a lot of things that are happening up in your community. There's a couple of other things that we're aware of. The coming out video, do you want to say something, tell us about that, please?
Yeah, look, coming out, National Coming Out Day was on the 11th of October, and VAC Country worked very closely with Headspace Bendigo, and there's a young group of same-sex attracted and gender-diverse young people that Headspace Bendigo organised, and I worked quite closely with them, and we developed a bit of a video for National Coming Out Day. So it was completely led by the young people that were involved, and it really was talking about their experiences of coming out in the country and the varying, you know, things that have happened to them. So, like, lots of positive comments. There was some negative experiences of people coming out. And really, they talked about advice that they would give to parents, to teachers, and to friends around the positive and negatives of coming out. So it was a really, really interesting video. And that video has been uploaded to the Victorian AIDS Council's YouTube channel, so people can check that out there. So it was really amazing to hear from young people just about their journey of coming out, and I think it was really, really good. And we have another video planned for early next year, and we're going to do that again in partnership with Headspace Bendigo and possibly Cobar Community Health, and looking at specifically an educational resource video around trans and gender diverse young people. So I think that's really exciting.
It is exciting because, I mean, one of the things when we're speaking with Damien is this idea about youth getting involved, and rather than maybe, I'm thinking around when I was younger, and from regional Queensland moving to Brisbane City, that was a common thing for a lot of gay people or same-sex attracted youth to have to move out of their community. Whereas it seems now there's certainly a change where maybe people are feeling safer staying within their community. Experiences might be very different now. I'm feeling old say this.
Yeah, well, in the video, you'll see very different experiences. And, you know, we had some same-sex attracted young people. We had trans and gender diverse young people. And I think you're right in what you said. I think, you know, being gay or lesbian, I think there's a lot less stigma that's attached to that within society. Still, there's still homophobia and transphobia that exists. But I think as for trans and gender diverse young people, I think maybe what you talked about, you know, all those years ago, I think it's still very real for those communities. And I think that came through in the video as well, the experiences of trans and gender diverse young people.
Well, Harry, that's an very interesting point to touch on. And we talked about it before with Damien. But from your point of view, in terms of community, the LGBTI community, city versus country, would you just care to comment on that and sort of the potential differences or lack of difference that you've actually observed over your time there?
Look, I think as well, I think, you know, when we come from the city, we have a view of what is country. And I think, you know, working in Bendigo, a lot of people in Bendigo and from the regional towns outside of Bendigo, they see Bendigo as their city. You know, they don't see our access or look to Melbourne as, you know, they see that as a bigger city. But a lot of people from the smaller and regional communities in and around the Loddon Valley, they see Bendigo as a place where they come to access services, access information, access advice, or come and see their friends. So I think, you know, there's different views from different people about, you know, the city versus country. And there's definitely lots of issues that come up in small country towns, you know, around confidentiality, around access and GPs that know your family, or, you know, there's a range of issues that come up. But I think a lot of people, you know, work through those and look at different ways where they can access services. And sometimes that means, you know, going to the city because there isn't services that support them, or there isn't services that, you know, are adequate for the issues that they need to deal with. So sometimes it's, you know, far easier for them to jump on a train or jump on a bus and go to Melbourne, which is unfortunate.
That idea of diversity, I think it's interesting. When I was out there last year, this is out in the open, what struck me was the diversity of the crowd, but it wasn't like anyone was trying. Whereas if I think about Melbourne and some of our festivals or events, I think we're maybe trying harder to tick those boxes. But out there, I think it just exists. It seemed more natural and more maybe just of the community. That was my kind of observation when I was out there.
Yeah, look, definitely. And my experience, you know, from coming from and working in Melbourne for a few years there and coming to Bendigo early last year, you know, I found that we did International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia, we did a big sort of event at the library, and we had rainbow chalking outside, and we had rainbow flags everywhere, and people were chalking messages around equality all over the pavement. And what I found, you know, I was a little bit worried about homophobia and transphobia and having young people out doing that on the ground. But what I actually found in the community was that the community were very supportive, and that, you know, lots of people stopped by from the general public and asked lots of questions. So it was really a really positive, affirming event for me. That's not to say that other people's experiences in the country aren't very different, and homophobia and transphobia are still very real things that occur. So, you know, I think it's really based on individual experiences.
Now, we've mentioned lots of things, and I know that you guys have got really great services out there and more things coming online all the time. If people want to connect with you, how do they do that? And I'm guessing there's more than, you know, just one way. So how can they do that?
Yeah. So we have a page on the Victorian Aid Council's website. The best way probably to get in touch with us and looking at all our events is probably through Facebook, which is VACOUNTRY, VAC Country, just one C. You can email us. All the information is on the Facebook page. You can sign up to our newsletter. So there's lots of ways to stay in touch.
Harry, thanks for joining us today. Enjoyed the road show. And I thought it was, I didn't realise there's actually a bus and people, everyone getting on a bus. I think that's kind of exciting. I want to see the photo opportunities from that.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
This is an encore presentation of Well Well Wells Out in the Open Festival event preview on Joy 94.9. Thanks to Joy's sponsor, the Victorian AIDS Council.
For over 25 years, the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives have been collecting and preserving Australia's queer history. A not-for-profit organisation, the Archives rely on your support through membership, financial and queer memorabilia donations. To find out more, email algarchives@hotmail.com or web search the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives.
This is an encore presentation of Well Well Wells Out in the Open Festival event preview on Joy 94.9. Thanks to Joy's sponsor, the Victorian AIDS Council.
So that's the end of the show, folks. Thanks to our guest Damien Stevens from Out in the Open and Harry from Backcountry, our listeners, of course, that's you, and Alex, my co-host. Now, a special thank you to our volunteer and podcaster here at Joy, David. David's also a VAC volunteer and works tirelessly to make us sound good each week. Check out his work and our show by visiting joy.org.au/wellwellwell and check out our shows and his work. So thank you so much, David. Now, just a quick plug, I suppose, for World AIDS Day, which is coming up. It's sneaking up and it's going to be here on December 1st this year, which is on a Thursday. Of course, as the volunteer coordinator at VAC, I'm busy recruiting. We're looking at recruiting over 100 volunteers this year for our street appeal. And that's where we'll be giving out lots of red ribbons, 40,000 in fact. And I'm pretty excited to say that the campaign that we're using this year is a really strong visual campaign as well. Looking at HIV still matters and HIV affects everyone. So if you do want to find out more or get involved, register as a volunteer, please visit vac.org.au/WAD2016 or just give us a call on VAC's number 03-9865-6700 and ask to speak to Daniel. Now, I believe, Alex, as well, there's some things going on at the Positive Living Centre as well.
Look, absolutely, Daniel. I mean, one of the big events that's coming up on December 1st, you talked about World AIDS Day, is the annual memorial service, which is always held at the Positive Living Centre. So that'll be Thursday evening. Doors open 5:30. For an event at 6:30. So this is a big event for a lot of people in the community, and again, acknowledging those people who have passed away from HIV AIDS over the years and more recently. So a really significant thing for many people. So we're gearing up towards that event as well as part of VAC's efforts around the day.
It's a busy day for everyone at VAC, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Maybe another plug while one of the things we're doing at the Positive Living Centre at the moment is partnering with OzHarvest, and we're implementing the NEST program. NEST stands for Nice, Easy, Simple and Tips.
So somebody like with a marketing degree come up with this, I can tell.
Yep. Absolutely. And look, just to put it simply, what this is a program that goes over a number of weeks, about 6 weeks. Once a week, people come in, learn to cook, learn different sort of culinary skills, learn about nutrition, then eat the meals that they produce. So that's about sitting down together and breaking bread and having discussions as well. So it's a bit about learning some skills, but it's also about getting together within the community. People are interested in that. That will be at the Positive Living Centre. So people can contact that service on 9863 0444.
Perfect. You're on Well Well Well. We'll see you next week.
Joy, joy, joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.